shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Now over here is the Inglourious Bastards section, and over here are the people who made the movie.
He has more than a dirty mouth. He has Rahm Emanuel is son of the devil spy.
I am calling on every honest
I felt and my duty, and I still feel this way.
I am gay.
I am gay.
I am not gay.
Lesbian, lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
The world famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And Alice in Wonderland, through the looking glass, trip through issues, news, talk radio, and maybe even how you feel about things. An anti-gay rights politician admits,
I am gay.
Anyway. That's coming up tonight. We also would like to say that we are happy to announce we're now heard live on the great KNEW 910 AM 7876 film. An awful lot to talk about on this evening's show. So much news that you just don't know where to begin. And much of it very pivotal, a lot of it very personal. We're going to be talking first off here this evening with a gentleman from Corona, California, who we have talked to before, and we have discussed with him his daughter and her school, which is the C.K. Corona Middle School. Mr. Stephen Bozell is with us. Sir, how are you?
Yes, sir.
And thank you for being back with us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on your program. Thank you.
And, sir, we have talked to you at length about your daughter's school, about what you have considered to be a certain kind of teaching that's going on at that school that sort of undercuts your own, I guess, your own tuition of your daughter, your own counseling and education of your daughter, your wife and yourself?
Well, you know, we're not at the point right now, we're not at any kind of a point where we would feel that the education my daughter's getting. We think we've got one of the best public middle schools in America. I think what I have found is in communicating with my daughter and communicating with her teachers in the school, we've come to realize that there have been many issues and issues relative to my daughter and issues that are relative to, I guess, society in general that we've been wrong about. And I think parents can stand to learn every bit as much as young people do.
All right. Well, here is a story from Chicago. The U.S. researchers estimate that an 18% tax on pizza and soda can push down U.S. adults' calorie intake. Now, this is a story basically talking about the taxing of soda and pizza to cut obesity that your daughter brought home as part of homework?
Yeah, there's a civics class that my daughter takes as part of her seventh grade, and Mrs. Llewellyn is the teacher. My daughter came home with this lesson on this tax to cut down obesity. And she was making a poster talking about how good it would be to tax soda and tax pizza and help the health of people. And all the kids had a project to do that.
All right, so your daughter was sent home with what homework?
Well, it was a project to make a poster or to make a campaign poster talking about the benefits of taxing soda and taxing pizza so that people are not that obese.
All right. Now, did you said something to your daughter, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
Tell my audience what it was.
Well, I pointed out to my daughter that I felt at that time I felt it was unconstitutional to pass a tax that punishes people, and that it would be unconstitutional to pass any tax on soda or on pizza or donuts or anything that would be there to punish obese people.
Now, it may be a matter of interpretation, but technically that's true, that it is unconstitutional to pass that kind of a tax.
Yeah, but here's the thing that I wanted to mention to you, Mr. Hendry. I had called my attorney because I had been summoned to my daughter went to school and told the school what I had said. She basically had told Mrs. Llewellyn, and she told Mr. Cockcroft, who is the headmaster at this school, what I had done, and that's when I received a phone call and went down there last week.
Well, did you call your lawyer at one point?
I called my lawyer because my daughter had said to me she's going to have to report what I said to the school, and I said, how can you report what your own father told you? And she said, because the teacher told us one thing, you're telling us something else. And you may be interfering with the teacher's lesson. I don't know, Daddy. And you know, I love my daughter very much.
No, so your daughter said she was going to go and call and tell the school what you had said, and that's when you called your attorney.
I called my attorney, yeah. Now, I never had to engage my attorney. That's probably something that I should...
Yeah, but I think it's worth listening to, and my audience should understand. You felt that you had the right to tell your daughter that a tax to punish people is unconstitutional.
Yes, sir, I did. But
hold on. And when your daughter said that that wasn't right, or that you were going against what this Mrs. Llewellyn said, that's when you thought about calling your attorney?
That's when I thought about calling my attorney, because I felt that when they called me and said they wanted me to come down for a parent-teacher meeting, I felt as if I was going to be put in a position where I may have to go against the school administration. But when I got to the school, I first spoke with Mrs. Llewellyn. I spoke with the headmaster, who is Mr. Cockcroft, and I went into the classroom.
And you went into your daughter's classroom?
Yes, I did. It was explained to me then that taxing soda and taxing pizza would help cut down on the obesity rate, and there would be healthier people in our country. And for me to say that it was unconstitutional was essentially for me to support people who are obese, who are going to die of horrible strokes and horrible heart attacks, and that I probably, the kids were confused. They wanted to know, did I think that was funny, or did I think it was a lot of fun? I told them, no, it wasn't. And I was very ashamed because...
What? Why were you ashamed?
Because the kids asked me...
Take your time.
The kids asked me, do you think it's funny to see a man die of a stroke, bleeding from his ears, bleeding from his mouth? I said, no, I don't. They said, then why would you be against a tax on pizza? I said, because it's unconstitutional. And that's when this young boy, Bradley, who I'll always remember, Bradley's about 11, and he's a very, very smart boy. He's an unusual-looking boy. And that's when he just sort of pointed at me, and he said, do you understand how you, even though you don't know it, you're going to kill people in our society? We have to tax these fats, as he called them, or they're going to bring us all down. And I, you know, thought about it, and that's when I said that I agree with them, so that's why I didn't need to call my attorney.
All right, so Mr. Bozell, you went from being in favor of telling your daughter that a tax on soda and pizza may be unconstitutional because it punishes people, and as soon as you went down to the school and met with the kids, you're in favor of it?
You understand, Mr. Henry, that the reason why I went down there is I wanted to tell these people off, and I came to find out that I was wrong and they were right. And the children, along with Mrs. Llewellyn, I didn't really know how wrong I was in the administration office of the headmaster. But when I went into the classroom and I talked to Llewellyn, I talked to these kids, and the kids told me, you know, that I was basically talking about how much I'd enjoy seeing a man die of a heart attack at the wheel of his car, and that I didn't care about people if that's what I wanted to see. And they said that the tax on soda and on pizza, while it may be technically unconstitutional, was what the country had to have to cut this obesity and this cancer of fat activity and all that out of our society.
And they convinced you.
And I asked them, and I have to tell you, they told this little boy named Bradley told me to shut up, because I'd asked a question. He then said, and Mrs. Llewellyn, they implied at one point that if I didn't support them, it's something that that child service would find negative, and I got scared of that.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me...
I just got scared of that.
Are you telling me that this little boy, Bradley, how old is he?
He's 12.
That he and the teacher said that Child Protective Services...
They didn't say Child Protective Services. They said Child Service, but I did get scared.
They can't call child services out because you said that you disagree. You have to understand, and I think that this is very important, my audience should understand this as well. Giving your daughter an alternate view of a lesson at school is not necessarily child abuse. Do you understand that?
I know that it's not, but the part where I said that it's unconstitutional, that could cause fat people to die of a stroke, and they said that I enjoy that, and I had to look into myself about that.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you enjoy the thought of people dying of a heart attack, passing out at the wheel of their car and causing an accident?
When I've seen it in a movie, and I have seen it in a movie, and I have to say that I did enjoy it in a movie.
But in real life, sir?
No, sir. No, I would not.
So I want to be clear. When you stood in front of the class and they said to you that you're wrong, that attacks on soda and pizza, even though it may be unconstitutional in your opinion, is what's needed to clean up the health of America.
Yes, sir.
And what did you say?
I knew that. In many ways, they were right. My daughter had tried to tell me she was making a beautiful poster supporting the tax, and I told her about this unconstitutional idea that I had, and she said it ruined her mindset. She had to go to school to make it. The children were very upset. The teacher was upset, and I don't. And so I thanked them. I thanked them individually. I thank Bradley especially. He's a very, very smart boy, and he said to me, "I'm doing this for your own good, Steve." He said, "I want you to get out of my sight." And I said, "Why would you say that to me?" He said, "Because I want you to be able to take that kind of criticism from a 12-year-old. And I looked at him and he said, "Now get out of my sight." And I left.
A 12-year-old boy told you to get out of his sight.
Yes, sir. But when I left, I knew that that was his way of saying, they have this figured out. They don't need me and my right-wing nonsense.
And do you consider yourself a right-winger?
Well, when I'm bringing up constitutional issues like that.
All right, well, I tell you what, sir, I'm going to take a break. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, about his daughter's 7th grade middle school class. They support a tax on soda and pizza to eliminate obesity. When Mr. Bozell pointed out to his daughter that taxes that punish people may be unconstitutional, she apparently went to her school, alerted the administration. This man's name is Mr. Cockcroft, is that it?
Yes, sir. Jack Cockcroft, or John, and the teacher is Marsha Llewellyn.
Marsha Llewellyn is the middle school teacher?
Yes, sir.
And they don't mind having their names used?
No, in fact, they said to me that they dared me, Mr. Henry, to go on your show and mention their names. I can quote what this guy Cockcroft said. He'd love it, is the way he put it.
Well, he doesn't sound like a very rational man. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. So this man, in attempting to tell his daughter, well, you know, a tax on pizza and soda may be fine, but it is unconstitutional. His daughter went to school, told the teacher and the class, and he had to go down there and face his daughter's class. And at one point, that one little boy said, "Get out of my sight." 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I didn't think that was good for him to do either.
Phil Hendry.
L.A. police were able to extinguish most of the fires, but that didn't stop the crowd from growing increasingly rowdy and violent. And then get a load of what they were doing. People were taking pictures of themselves in front of bonfires holding looted stuff. In other words, a dude rips off some shoes, then takes a picture of himself. He takes a picture of himself committing a crime, and he puts it up on YouTube. Whoa, yeah!
Is it time for you to own your own business? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, is assigning franchises with protected territories across America at an affordable cost. Visiting Angels franchises send experienced caregivers to non-medical home care to thousands of adults nationwide, so they won't have to move into a nursing home. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. You'll receive initial training and years of ongoing guidance, including teleconference training workshops. Thousands of home care client leads are distributed to franchisees each month from national advertising on the internet and radio. Speak to our 300 franchisees to learn how this senior home care franchise has changed their lives. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. For a Visiting Angels franchise or home care for a loved one, call 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE, L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Phil Hendry. You know, times are tough all over, and right here on Main Street, they're particularly tough. Our local businesses have been around for a long time, providing goods and services we need in this community. Some of them are suffering from this economic downturn, and it's time to give them a hand. I'd like to join the other hosts on this station to urge you to patronize our local business establishments. If we stick together, we will get through this tough economic time and in the end be stronger and better for it. Now, if you're a business owner and you want to reach my listeners with your message, call us now, 877-474-6605. The listeners on this station are loyal and patriotic. They'll support you. If they know who you are, call us at 877-474-6605 and let them know so we can put a plan together to help you. That's 877-474-6605. Radio works when you reach the right listeners, like the ones hearing this message right now. Let's work together.
As we age, our DNA, the building blocks for our body's health and wellness, gets damaged. That can make us feel tired and weak. We all need help to fix our DNA. Breakthrough. Now scientists have created Helix P51. You'll feel the difference. We're so confident Helix P51 works, we're giving away the first month's supply absolutely free. The next 100 people who order through our website, trydnanext.com, will get a free one-month supply of Helix P51. You just pay the $5.95 shipping and handling. That's a $70 value free just for trying Helix P51 at trydnanext.com and joining our focus group. Give your body the help it needs with Helix P51. Just visit trydnanext.com for your free bottle of Helix P51 and start feeling better now. That's trydnanext.com for your free one-month supply and start feeling the difference. Helix P51 has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's a lot of secrets in District 9.
Nominated for 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
The course of human history has changed today.
Now you can own exclusive movie replicas and merchandise from the original artist designed and built at Weta Workshop in New Zealand. Now available, replicas of the arc generator and gas projector guns.
How do your weapons work?
We're coming to you from the entrance of District 9, the refugee camp set up to separate aliens from the general population.
Now you can own exclusive movie replicas built by the original artists at Weta's New Zealand workshop. Now available, replicas of the arc generator and gas projector guns.
It's definitely alien.
Go to wetanz.com. Check out all the District 9 items at wetanz.com. wetanz.com.
This is the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
And we are here with Mr. Stephen Bozell, Corona, California. All right, look, your daughter goes to CK Corona Middle School, and you have been told by her class that to say that a tax on soda and donuts and pizza is unconstitutional, to say that, goes against the teacher's lesson plan, this Miss Llewellyn.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
By the way, has she weighed in at all, this teacher?
Teacher didn't do a lot of talking. The kids were able to do most of the talking. I really got to admire and really respect this boy, Bradley. He's a good boy, and I have a son, but if I had another...
This is the kid that told you to get away from him?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you respect this child?
Mr. Henry, all the kids are saying is that a tax on soda and on pizza would be a good thing because it would lessen people wanting to eat that. And people who are obese and as the kids say, who are disgusting to be around and to look at. A lot of these children are telling me their own parents are disgusting to be with. And we don't want that. And so this tax might help that.
Sir, you've been threatened with Child Protective Services.
No, sir. No, I have not.
Yes, sir, you have. You told me last half hour that if you didn't agree with the kids in this tax, that they'd come and get your kid.
That's right. I would say that any parent who puts their child at risk is certainly should have child protective services. But I've never done that. Not so long as I observe not, you know, the tax on pizza. If I get so obese that my own daughter thinks that I am just horrific to be in the horrific to look at, then what good am I? But I do respect this little boy Bradley. He did tell me to get away from him because he doesn't want to be around someone that is going to look and smell the way a lot of these people do. That's all I'm saying.
What people?
We're talking about the fats.
Yeah. The fats. Sir, you know, and you haven't talked to the teacher?
I talked to the teacher briefly.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. On the line with us from Houston is Aileen. Aileen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
For taking my call. Steve,
yes, ma'am.
I just have one thing to say to you. First of all, you were on the right track when you told your daughter what she's talking about is unconstitutional. And, you know, they have put taxes on liquor, cigarettes, everything on the planet, and people still use those things. All it does is drive the cost up. You know, when you talk about obesity, it could be health issues. It could be depression. It could be the fact that they don't have a lot of money and they eat a lot of pasta or dumb things.
I understand. But you're not as smart as my daughter and her class. The way you're talking now and the way my daughter's class talked, they talked way gooder about it than you are now.
Steve,
you don't sound as smart as her.
The little kid Bradley is an ill-mannered, rude little brat. And
My daughter passed me a note. She said that the lady you're talking to now should quit watching so much Glenn Hannity.
You mean Sean Hannity?
Yes, sir.
That's for this lady?
Yes, she says that it's rotting your old mind.
Have your daughter sit in another room. We don't want any notes from her.
My daughter wanted me to read this to the lady.
That's fine. We don't need that.
You know, Steve,
go ahead,
the
Amy.
Only thing worse than you're allowing these children, these ill-mannered little children, to boss you around is to pass a note from your ill-mannered daughter to me. I'm telling you, you were right to start with. It is unconstitutional. You can't punish people because they want to eat a piece of pizza. Okay?
Well, my daughter says,
My
daughter and her classmates feel that your mind has been rotted out. That's all they're trying to say.
That's got nothing to do with...
Steve, anybody's brainwashed here, it's you. And you are failing to be a good example for your daughter. You need to stand your ground, and you need to insist to these kids that you do know what you're talking about. If you need any reinforcement, go back to...
They
didn't set you straight.
You should let them set you straight, too, because you're calling them ill-mannered, but they set me straight on how to be... These children know so much more than we do. We'll never know what they know.
No, Steve, you're wrong. We'll never have seen
what they've seen.
Steve.
And the places they've been and the things they've seen.
What places have they been? They've never been anywhere. They may have book learning.
Where
have they been?
The depths of their mind, the places that their mind has gone to. And
Steve, you're
you,
making
you don't want
up.
Me to say.
Steve, you're
if
making
If I'm making
up.
Something up, if... I'm making up what you say. I'm paranoid.
It sounds a little bit to me. Yeah, sounds a little bit like you're paranoid.
Kids bully you. You have let these kids bully you. You have let them put you.
Boy,
you know, you were outnumbered.
Let me ask you something. If a person is so big and so fat and so disgusting, don't you think a child has the right to say, "Get away from me"?
Let me tell you something.
I think they do.
I had a niece come and live with me. She was very,
yes,
very
ma'am.
Large, okay? And
yes,
I told her, I said, darling, I said, we need to get the weight cut down. Now, my sister jumped all over me. She said, don't you talk to her like that. That's picking on her, and that's being mean to her. And I said, let me tell you something. The people that are being mean to her are the people at school, the people she is around all day long. Do you think they're nice to her because she's this big? But I set
exactly.
the girl down, and I said,
don't
but I set the girl
down. Don't you think we need
down.
A tax?
No, not a tax. You are
you get
wrong.
A tax, and that little daughter, that your daughter,
it
won't be the size
make
that she
any
is.
Difference. The money is not the
She's,
money.
It takes it after
isn't.
You.
My God,
you have a dog in this race, don't you? My daughter thinks. What is that, honey? My daughter thinks that you're 10 pounds of manure in a 1-pound bag. And
okay, you tell your daughter we don't want any more comments from her, all right? Thank you very much, Aileen. You've been very patient. 877-876-PHIL. No more what is that comment supposed to mean?
She passed me notes that she wanted me to say to that lady.
And you don't need to. You're an adult. You can make your own points with that woman. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Stephen Bozell about his daughter's middle school class and how they believe that a tax on pizza and soda will help cut down on obesity. When Steve told his daughter that it might be an unconstitutional tax, he was called to the school to basically talk to the teacher and to the class and get, quote, set straight. Here is Bill on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, you know, I'm from Texas, and I like to smoke. I already paid $2 a pack on cigarettes because people deemed it wasn't good for me. Okay, now they have people saying, if you eat pizza or drink Coke, it's not good for you, I'm going to pay extra. Now they put that tax on them. How many companies are going to go out of business? How many family-owned pizza parlors go out of business because people can't afford it? You know what? Why don't you put a tax on salad tortillas?
They go out of business, but you can't allow people to get the size that they're getting, and especially you, Spoken. We got to pick you up and put you in a box or take you down to the hospital. Who's going to pay for that?
Absolutely, my mom's a nurse. She's got to pick up these 300-pound lards, but you know what it is? It's exercise. It's common sense. It's not taxing anything.
But you know what?
Running.
What are you talking about, exercise? If you die, who pays for you going to the morgue?
Well,
if he dies,
you didn't work. You didn't work. You didn't exercise. You didn't progress in life.
Well, you're the guy. You're the guy that smokes, not me. I'm the guy that I'm not smoking, and I'm not doing none of that. You're smoking.
Wait a minute. Who smokes? Are you smoking, Bill?
I smoke cigarettes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you smoke cigarettes. So, what is your question, Steve?
If this guy smokes cigarettes and he croaks or he has to go to the hospital, he ain't got no insurance. I gotta see. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about
I'm an American. I have a job. I have insurance. People need to have insurance.
Yeah, he's got insurance.
They need to speak English and they need to exercise.
Is it private insurance?
You talked about a school. Whatever happened to the President Fitness Award when we were younger? Remember when we went to school? You had to go through a physical course and...
That's true, but I'd much rather have a little boy come up to me and say, you know what, get away from me. You know, my daughter's teachers hate it. Say that again? My daughter's teachers hate it when you say you're an American because Americans are too arrogant.
Okay, well, you know what? You
shouldn't sit
there. What do you mean you're...
For me, I would have to tell his parents that he's a rude and ignorant boy and he needs to learn some manners. In America, we were brought up to respect our elders and respect
you shouldn't say you're an American because that's pissing off my daughter's teachers.
We don't care about your daughter's teachers now.
And you know what? If you voted for a tax, I hope they vote you out of whatever position you got in to vote for the tax. Because we're not worried about your daughter's teacher. I hope she's an American. I hope so.
She's an American, but my daughter isn't happy with the content of this call, Mr. Henry. So they want to know if you could edit it out after this interview.
This is a live call.
Does your wife?
My daughter simply says she doesn't like the content of the call. If you could edit it.
No, I can't edit this. This is going out live.
And my daughter also said if they...
You need to let your kid run all over you.
We should raise the tax on bourbon, otherwise, you know, you should be drinking moonshine, otherwise...
Does your daughter tell you that she's going to go out?
My daughter says she'll come home at 2 a.m.
How old is your daughter?
13.
2 a.m.? 2 a.m.?
You're a great fan.
You don't understand. Well, no, you don't understand. They know way more than we do.
All right. Thanks very much. Good call, Lara. I appreciate it, Bill. 877-876-PHIL. What is this thing? Your daughter, the teachers were not happy with the content?
No, we had received a phone call from one of the teachers saying that they did not like the content of that man's call. The other calls have been fine, and they want it edited.
Well, it can't be edited because this is a live interview.
Yes, sir. I understand that, but... Can you dump it or edit it?
No, I can't, and I won't. I won't dump any call or edit any call unless the content is somehow obscene or profane or violates decency. Here is Armando in Memphis. Armando, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Going
Okay, this is a guy who's got his radio turned up too loud. 877-876-PHIL. Here is David in Wichita. Go ahead, David.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Kind of stole some of my thunder. I think the fact that his daughter is up past midnight at 13 years old shows who is ruling the roost, number one. Number two, taxing food is a Band-Aid to the real problem. You know, 30 years ago, I was an obese child, and 30 years ago, they weren't taxing food. You know, I found the food, I overate, and it was mostly because of emotional problems, depression, and other things that I had was the reason. You know, and I think it's the broken homes today.
But, if
you
My daughter says it was there, too. My daughter says that you ate because the food was there in front of you. If it wasn't there, then you would have been depressed, but you couldn't have eaten to make it better.
Now, actually, I stole the food. So, you know.
You sold it?
I stole it. That's how much I was trying to cover up, you know, my emotional situation.
My daughter said it's pretty pathetic taking advice from a guy that stole brownies and cupcakes and everything.
Would you not read notes from your daughter, please? I don't want to hear from your daughter.
You're saying a 7-year-old boy who was taught how to steal by a neighbor, that it's pretty pathetic that a 7-year-old boy had a bad influence in his life? I think you'd better...
I think it's pathetic to be taking advice from a guy that stole Twinkies when he was... You know what I'm saying?
I think there's a lack of wisdom here. I think you're so afraid of your daughter not loving you you're willing to attach to anything that she believes. You know, you're going to give the government carte blanche to be able to attack anything that they deem as bad for us. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, let me say that I do have a note here from her. She says that closet case homosexuals usually eat their feelings.
And that's supposed to mean what?
I don't know. That's what my daughter wrote.
What did she say?
She wrote that closet case homosexuals usually eat their feelings.
Well, you know full well what that means.
I'm married with 3 children and 1 more on the way. So, sorry.
My daughter is pretending like she's laughing.
You know, Steve, I'm going to hang up now.
No, sir, please.
I don't want to talk to you as long as your daughter is running a commentary on this show, and that's an insult to my caller. Unnecessary. This man's called up to talk as a father.
Yes, I understand, but my daughter is probably a lot... I shouldn't say this. She's probably a lot smarter than his kids. You know, my daughter is a lot more powerful in so many ways.
My daughter is 8 years old. And she's on a 5th grade level. We homeschool.
Is she powerful?
Yeah, but is she as powerful as my daughter?
In what way?
In just controlling her father? Personality.
In controlling her father? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes,
no, no, not at all.
Hey, listen, her father.
Good answer, Dave. All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell here. And we'll have more of your calls. Plus, tonight, Dan Rather makes an unfortunate watermelon anecdote about Barack Obama. But more of your phone calls here for Stephen Bozell and the issue of his daughter's middle school class saying that taxing sodas and pizza is a good thing, not an unconstitutional bad thing, and they talked Steve into it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
With me is Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell, much of what we are discussing this evening here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, much of this has to do with a fear among some parents, and you know the fear, that there has been a liberal indoctrination or a political indoctrination of our youth as opposed to an education. I dare say that you might have been afraid of that at one time in your life. It sounds to me like you had some views that resonate with me as conservative.
No, well, Mr. Henry, understand, you know, pointing out that a tax may be unconstitutional is the refuge of a great many of these tea parties and everything. But I told my daughter after I'd been confronted by her class and told that a tax on pizza, a tax on, you know, donuts and everything would help with the obesity problem, I said to my daughter that I'm sorry that I didn't want her to call Child Protective Services. I didn't think she was serious.
She said she'd call Child Protective Services because you disagreed with the class on this this soda tax?
I don't know. She said to me, all it takes is you know, one push of the button, is the way she put it.
Push a what button?
On her cell phone. But please understand.
Boy, that to me is unconscionable, that any kid.
Well, the service director, please understand. The kids, they have taught me, sometimes you have to walk through fire to know how hot it is. When Bradley looked at me and told me to get the F away, use the F word, he said, get the F away.
No. That's wrong. That's wrong.
No, but sir.
No, that's wrong. No kid talks to an adult like that. Get the F away from me.
But he taught me, as our children can teach us, that what is pure and good and right sometimes comes from the lips of a child, and if we can keep America healthy, I don't care if I have to spend 10 years in jail on a trumped-up charge of molesting my own daughter, if it helped get the truth out.
That's not truth. That's injustice. That is injustice. Do you understand? 877-876-PHIL. Paul in San Jose. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell.
Hi. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yes, sir.
What was his name, Steve?
Yes, my name is Steve Bozell, sir. Yes, sir.
Steve,
how are you?
Good. How you doing? Good.
I'm very good. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you need to learn something first, that history is in place for a reason. We learn from history. We learn from our past mistakes. We learn from our experiences in life. If you have a kid, that kid does not have experiences in her life. Yet, she needs to develop those experiences so she can get wisdom.
But there's
wisdom.
A purity, too,
wisdom comes
of the child,
from living.
Of the child mind. The child mind is pure.
No, she's not developed yet.
And the little,
she's learning. She's being programmed
mind.
Right now by that school that you got her in, dude. Hello, anybody home? Dude, we get our information from our history. The reason why they're trying
true.
To stop history in our schools right now is because they want us to forget about the socialism and the movement of communism.
My daughter just said that you using the word dude. So.
Okay, wait, stop it with the daughter, okay? I no more notes.
I can't do any more notes.
Okay, dude. What do you want me to call you,
I
sir?
I can't do any more notes.
Because you're acting like a little kid, so I call you dude, because that refers to the age that you're trying to live in. You understand
are
what
you
I'm
telling
saying?
Me the kids,
dude,
but the children,
you need
the children
to rise
are pure.
Up and
the
tell
children
your daughter
are pure.
She needs to get some experience and listen to you. And just put it, tell her she needs to listen to you, okay? You're her dad.
My daughter told me that curfews are oppressive and that they're a byproduct of a male-dominated society. And
oh, come on. Your daughter's 13.
Please don't interrupt. My daughter doesn't want you to interrupt me, sir. Please don't do that.
See, this is a joke. You guys are putting us on. This
you know
cannot
something?
Be. We have not gotten that
yeah,
far
absolutely.
Away.
Is this, Mr. Bozell, are you being serious with us?
If you don't think, you can call the school tomorrow. And
what happened to American
them.
Principles,
okay.
dude? Don't you realize
there you go with dude
in this country, and it's because of people like you, man.
Now you're saying, dude, to piss me off.
Okay, sir, it's because of people like you, sir, that our country is in the pooper right now.
Phil Hendry.